In a world of endless scrolling and constant updates, worth being measured in likes and engagement and in views, the burnout is real. And the struggle so many business owners are facing when it comes to content creation might be a little bit closer than you think.
Welcome to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I'm Katie Brinkley, and you're listening to the premier podcast for business owners ready to elevate their influence and impact in the industry. Have you ever wondered how digital marketing can revolutionize your business? Well, with two decades of experience empowering business leaders, consultants, and coaches, I understand the transformative power of digital marketing. Today, we're not just discussing strategies, we're crafting your digital legacy. In each episode, we'll dissect the trends, strategies, and insights that are shaping the future of marketing. You'll walk away with actionable knowledge to thrust your business forward and stories of local enterprises making a global impact. Are you ready to turn insights into action? Let's jump into today's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing and start shaping your legacy.
Welcome back to this week's Rocky Mountain Marketing Quickcast episode. I have a confession, folks. I've been burnt out. Podcasting, man, you know what? I really don't get too burnt out on it. Social media, yeah, I have a social media agency, and I'm just like you. I burn out. It seems like this happens to me about every February, March as well. Content creation burnout is a very real thing. In fact, I was wondering maybe if it was just me. I'm like, man, am I the only one that's facing this content creation burnout? And I found a statistic that 43% of content creators burn out on a monthly or quarterly basis, while an additional 29% struggle with it daily or weekly. That's a lot of content creation burnout. When I speak at events, is you have to be willing to figure out a social media consistency strategy that you can stick with. Look at Leonardo DiCaprio, folks. He's out there, he'll create three movies, and then he disappears with his 20-something-year-old model for the next 4 years, and then he'll come out and push out some more movies. He has that downtime. And not all of us were created to be on all the time, creating content all the time. It's hard for our mental health. It's hard for our physical health. It's hard to be creative all the time. So many of us were entrepreneurship, running our own business. We wanted to do something that we were passionate about. Social media is an incredibly important part of that entrepreneurship, that business bubble that you need to be a part of. But man, it can be exhausting. And I've been exhausted too. I've had a hard time showing up consistently over the past couple months. I've had a hard time just showing up in stories. All the things I'm telling my clients to do, I was having a hard time remaining consistent with and doing as well. A lot of the causes behind getting burnt out is those vanity metrics. I call them the vanity metrics, the likes, the comments. Oh, well, no one's engaging with my posts anyways. What's the point of even doing it? Why should I even bother posting? Or if you are posting and you are getting comments, they're negative comments. That can be hard on your mental health. I saw a post from Julia Roberts. She and her niece, Emma Roberts, were playing cards together and having tea one morning. And they had just woken up, just gotten out of bed. Julia Roberts, Emma Roberts, they didn't have any makeup on. They were very casual. And the comments that she got from that post that she shared was that was meant to be like just an intimate peek into their life and what a special moment that she and her niece were having together. The comments that she got really affected her. And I'll include a link to that post because what she said in it is so impactful for all of us. In fact, let's go ahead and listen to just a brief clip from that post that she later shared again on how it affected her with the negative comments.
I posted a picture of my niece and I from one weekend morning. She'd slept over and we got up and we're having tea and playing cards and having this beautiful morning. It was great. I felt great about it. And my sweet little niece reposted it a couple of days later. And interesting things happened. The amount of people that felt absolutely required to talk about how terrible I looked in the picture. That I'm not aging well, that I look like a man. Why would I even post a picture like this when I look that terrible? People saying, God, I didn't even recognize her. This is what she looks like. And then the fights that break out within the comments where someone says, you should be nice. Why should I be nice? She looks terrible. And people start fighting within the comments. I was amazed at what that made me feel. And I'm a 50-year-old woman, and I know who I am. And still, my feelings got hurt. I was so hurt that people couldn't see the point of it, the sweetness of it, the absolute shining joy of that photo. And I thought, God, what if I was 15? That's just devastating. And it really made me see all the things about hearts and clicks and likes, and you realize there is something neurological about this whole system. It was fascinating to me, and I think it taught me a lot about being a young person in today's society.
So even celebrities who have millions of dollars, they know who they are. They struggle with social media, content burnout, all of that, just like you and me. And the comparison problems is one, I think, one of the biggest drivers of how I made $50,000 with my last book launch, or how I made 100K in 10 days, or how, you know, whatever. You see other people doing this, you're like, man, what am I doing wrong? I'm trying so hard. And it is hard. It is hard being a business owner. It's hard being an entrepreneur. It's hard. I mean, even for me, like, I've had one of the best starts to my business. 2024 has been amazing for my business, but still just showing up, it seemed like another thing that I just didn't have the effort and the energy to do. This is where it's so important to have the steps in place so that even when you are facing content burnout, you have a backup plan. You have a way to still create that content, to still get in front of your audience, even when you are tired and burnt out. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys four tips for managing your content creation burnout so that, guys, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But when it happens next time, you'll be ready for it. So the very first tip that I have is tip number one is to be on fewer platforms. Yes, you don't need to be everywhere. In fact, Austin Armstrong, he's been on the podcast before. He's had hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. He's been talking about platforms that he's trying to focus in on. Facebook's always been great for him, and he's trying to focus in on LinkedIn. Just those two platforms. Having a place where you can focus your efforts and knock it out of the park. All of these platforms have different ways of showing up. They all have different ways to create content. Focus in on one or two platforms where you can check the box for creating content a variety of ways and engage with your audience on that platform. When you're only in one spot, it's not going to feel so overwhelming. Tip number two is to use a scheduler. I absolutely love Metricool. It is a phenomenal tool. I have an affiliate link, katiebrinkley.live/cool. Check out Metricool. You can schedule your content. You can repurpose content. You can get all of the analytics and statistics to see when the best posting times are for your audience. All of that is on Metricool. So be sure to check out Metricool for scheduling your content. So that way, when you're having a time where you're like, my hair's done. My hair looks good today. I'm dressed for this other thing. I might as well just go ahead and record some content. You can batch ahead so that you can get that downtime. You can get those breaks so that you're not always on that content creation hamster wheel. Tip number three, if you're not feeling up to creating content, let's say you've batched all your content, you're still just not feeling up to it. You've minimized the amount of platforms that you're posting on. You're still just exhausted. Tip number three is you go onto the platforms and engage with your ideal clients and ideal customers on their posts. How do you find those people? Well, if you are connected with someone on LinkedIn, you can see who their connections are, their second connections for you. And hey, there might be some more people on there. Go and see what their most recent post was and comment on it. comment on the people who follow you. See who follows you or you're connected with. Go into their feed and comment on their post. Give them an endorsement for a skill. It's a way for you to stay top of mind and to connect with people without actually having to create content. And tip number four, so we've talked about posting on fewer platforms. We've talked about using a scheduler. We've talked about just doing outbound engagement. Tip number four, if you are feeling content burnout, this might surprise you, is create a longer form piece of content, whether it's a blog, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a YouTube video. Focus in on creating a longer form piece of content, because this podcast, if I wanted to, I've talked about four things on it. I have a video. I have audio. I can transcribe this. I have an abundance of content from this one 15-ish minute podcast episode with you. If you're a writer, think about blogging. If you are willing to start a podcast, you don't need to have the fancy microphones or cameras. Just get started. If you don't publish it, record to the memo feature on your phone. Take that and have that be your starting point of creating that longer form content that then you can micro content your social media out with. You can have an abundance of social media posts when you micro content out one long form piece of content. So those are my four tips. If you're feeling the content creation burnout, which I have been, full transparency, I've been feeling burnt out on showing up, but if you look, you'll see that I am still posting, but it's nothing really that new right now. I'm really just posting about my podcast. And I use the four-post strategy with all of my posts. So the awareness, elaboration, community, awareness, elaboration, community, action posts. I do that, but really it's all just content I've created out of that one long-form piece of content. It's also how I create my emails. It's also how I write my blogs. It's all from this podcast. And it's because I haven't felt up to going on to Instagram and creating another reel. It's because I haven't felt like going on to LinkedIn and writing a dedicated article about something. You know, you have to find what's working for you so that you can still remain consistent for your audience. Because if you disappear, people are going to wonder where you are. And then when you show back up, they might have already forgotten about you. So I want you to know that if you're feeling burnt out, you're feeling frustrated with social media, and it just, you can't bring yourself to hit post right now, I got you. I know exactly what you're feeling. I have a social media agency, and I feel the same way as you do right now. Sometimes it's hard to remain consistent. Sometimes it's hard to show up on social media when it feels like you're talking to nobody. Sometimes it's hard to just open up the app and create another post because who's listening? Or, oh, it's only the negative people listening anyways. I totally get that. But when you have a strategy in place where you don't need to show up all the time, you just need to show up effectively for the community that you're building on these social media platforms, you'll want to remain consistent. You'll want to have those steps in place so that you're not disappearing from their algorithm. I'd love to hear from you. If you've also been facing some struggles with your content creation and feeling burnt out when it comes to the social media hamster wheel, let me know. Connect with me on social media, send me a LinkedIn message, send me an Instagram DM. I'd love to hear from you what you do when you're facing that content creation burnout, because you're not alone. We all go through it. We're all feeling it. And when you have a strategy in place that can help you, whether it's outbound engagement, using a scheduler, just know you're not alone. You just need to get the system in place so that you can remain consistent for your community.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.